California Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong, fresh from winning court challenges that could have prevented him from running for Congress, on Tuesday clinched the special election to replace former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Upon certification, Mr. Fong will be immediately sworn into the House and increase the party division to 218 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Mr. Fong defeated Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau by a 60-40 count. Next, Representative-elect Fong will again face Sheriff Boudreau in the 2024 general election this November in a double Republican contest where he will be favored to win a full term. Veteran Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson this week won renomination for a 14th U.S. House term, defeating two Republican opponents with 55% of the vote. The Oregon Democratic leadership was virtually united in backing State Representative Janelle Bynum's attempt to deny 2022 congressional nominee Jamie McLeod Skinner renomination. Reason? They viewed the former as the stronger opponent to 5th District freshman Republican Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, and their goal was achieved in a landslide proportion. Ms. Bynum defeated McLeod Skinner by about a 70-30% margin. 2 years ago, Ms. McLeod Skinner won the Democratic congressional primary, unseating 7-term Congressman Kurt Schrader. The CD5 general election encompasses the state capital city of Salem and the outer southwestern Portland suburbs. This will be one of the most hotly contested House races in the nation. The National Journal published a new survey of New Hampshire voters that posts former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte to a double-digit Republican primary advantage over former state Senate President and 2022 U.S. Senate candidate Chuck Morse. According to this data, Ms. Ayotte's lead is 50-28%. The survey is comprised of an online panel from SurveyMonkey, which is one of the least accurate sources in the polling industry. Therefore, while Ms. Ayotte undoubtedly commands a lead, it may not be as strong as this poll suggests. With a late September 10th primary election, this campaign has many weeks to fully develop. The eventual Republican nominee will face the winner of the Democratic primary between former Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig and Executive Council Member Cindy Warmington. Finally, on the heels of former Vermont Democratic Governor Howard Dean announcing that he would not again run for his former position, ex-Burlington Mayor Myra Weinberger made a similar announcement regarding the 2024 gubernatorial campaign. With the May 30th candidate filing deadline fast approaching, Democrats have yet to recruit a strong opponent for Republican Governor Phil Scott, who is seeking re-election to a 5th term. Despite Vermont's heavily Democratic voting history, Governor Scott is again well-positioned to defy the odds and win yet another re-election campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.